LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses, expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-956-0683. 800-956-0683. 800-956-0683.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. During our 27th year covering the latest in consumer tech, and of course, that typically includes products and services and gadgets and gizmos and websites and apps, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. We thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you even more when you call in and participate, because your involvement in the show really makes the program each and every week. And we love hearing from our audience. Whether you've got a question about anything involving consumer technology, maybe you hear us answering another listener and you've got some additional input. We love it when listeners help listeners. Either way, perhaps you want to share some tech rage with us. Don't worry, we've got a bleep button. We can take care of that. So share your tech rage with us. And you can do this anytime, 24/7. By visiting us at intotomorrow.com, you can click the Ask Dave microphone that's on the right-hand side. And you can do that, by the way, on any device with a browser and a microphone. So your phone, your tablet, your laptop, your desktop, whatever the case, if it's got a browser and a microphone, you can participate that way. Or download, be sure to snag our free Into Tomorrow app. And there's a little message to studio button. You sound like you're right here in the studio with us. And participate that way. Or the old-fashioned way still works. If you happen to use your phone as a phone, go figure. I don't. If it's not texting or otherwise, what is the phone for, right? But you can join us anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, toll-free from anywhere in North America, 800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Since 1980, this company has inspired and aspired to enrich people's lives with the joy of playing pianos and keyboards anytime and anywhere. And they've been making very cool, innovative keyboards since 1980. The general manager of marketing for the Electronic Musical Instruments Division of Casio America is Mike Martin. Mike, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic, Dave. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you, and we thank you for spending a few minutes with us. And right at the outset, I also thank you for providing one of our most requested prizes throughout our big annual cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. And that is one of the amazing Casio keyboards that speaks words. We'll get into that. But tell me a little bit about Casio America, and then let's talk about this one and some of the other cool things you guys are doing.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Casio actually was founded in 1957. We were a computer and electronics company. But it was in 1980, as you mentioned, that we took our expertise in electronics and applied that to the musical world with our first keyboard, the Casio Tone CT201. Uh-huh. That keyboard was really the first of its kind, and it allowed people to experience music in a new way. If you think about living lifestyle in Japan at the time, you know, having room for an acoustic piano in the house wasn't really practical.
Good point.
And by downsizing and using Casio's expertise in electronics, we created the first portable keyboard with the CT-201.
Wow.
And of course, Casio is well known over the decades for portable keyboards, but our product line has evolved over the years. I mean, we have a product called the MT-40 that essentially created modern reggae as we know it. There was the first affordable sampling keyboard, the SK-1, and then in the 90s and beyond, you know, we got into digital pianos with our Selviano line and the revolutionary Privia digital piano line, which currently is the smallest, lightest, most portable 88 note weighted action digital piano ever made.
Well, if I only knew what that meant.
You think of it of an acoustic piano, something that's large and 88 keys, and having something that a classroom teacher can carry easily because it weighs under 25 pounds.
Ah.
So something that's extremely portable and you could use, you know, wherever your music might take you. So really hearkening back to what got us started in the music business in the first place.
And it's really interesting, Mike, because I've always envied anybody who could play a keyboard because I think it's magical. I think it's so cool, so creative. And the ability to play piano, keyboards, whatever the case, to me is the most well-rounded of instruments. And I'll ask for your take on that. But they say, you know, you're never too old to learn. Well, I think I'm getting to that point where I just don't have the patience, perhaps, to learn. But I've also heard so many people say that when they learned, it was on a Casio keyboard because it was easy and they had the ability to do so many things and make it easier to learn. Is that in fact the case?
That is in fact the case. I mean, Casio, there's an education element to every piano and keyboard we make. But to your point, so many musicians have started or continue their career with Casio. In fact, we're currently working with the artist Ben Folds on a charity called Keys for Kids. But Ben Folds got started playing on a Casio tone.
Nice.
So, I mean, there are so many examples over the years where, you know, the Casio was the instrument that was in the bedroom, that was there at the time, and without having to hook up other gear or equipment or anything, they could just enjoy the instrument and start playing or writing a song right there and then.
Wow.
So it's really been an inspiration to musicians for decades. We're very, very proud of that.
And I tell you what, I continue to always be impressed because there's hardly any kind of a concert or performance on TV or anything like that that you don't see a Casio keyboard in the mix. You know, and it's like, wow, it warms the cockles of your heart, I'm sure, to know that there are so many, whether it's professionals or amateurs, folks that just like to dabble. But so many Casio keyboards are out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And back to your earlier question, you know, the piano is the gateway instrument. So regardless of whether you're aspiring to be a singer or a guitarist or pursuing other things, the foundations that you learn playing piano can be applied to all kinds of other instruments. So it's very fulfilling to start with piano and then begin to explore other instruments and vice versa. And the foundation that playing piano can provide will easily translate regardless of where your music, you know, ends up going, you know, other instruments or otherwise.
And I'm wondering, Mike, do you find that a lot of pianists who now can, of course, play the piano and really get into it and enjoy it and do a great job, as they transition or include perhaps a keyboard to do more with the technology that has evolved for so long and make different sounds and just do more creative things, do you find that they get a real, I don't know, extra joy out of it? I mean, they're already, they know the songs, they can play the keys, it's not a problem, but now they've added some of this tech, which I would imagine makes their life so much more fun.
Absolutely, because of course, I mean, even since the original Casio Tone CT-201 in 1980 and through today, we have instruments that produce more than just piano sounds.
Yes.
So if you wanted to explore what a guitar might sound like, or what a saxophone or other instrument tones sound like, well, a Casio keyboard can get you there and let you explore those different things sonically. I mean, back when I'm going to age myself here, but back when I was in kindergarten, we used to all sit around the room with tambourines and wooden sticks and marimbas and different things.
Me too.
And play music in a circle, you know, in a classroom. Well, now with affordable Casio Tone keyboards, you have a world of instruments that you can explore in these very affordable portable instruments. So we see them being used in classrooms, but again, for professionals and more advanced musicians, you're going to create, you have a palette of sounds here that you can explore with infinitely. And you know, as we get to this instrument we're going to talk about later today, the CTS 1000V, there are sounds in here that no other keyboard has been able to produce before.
Oh, absolutely. And by all means, in a couple of moments, we will get into that. But what I think is cool is that while there may be, I'm sure, other instruments that can sound a little like a different instrument, nothing compares to what you can do with the keyboard. I mean, that's the cool thing. And I'm guessing why a lot of creative artists are in a position to really do all sorts of things. I mean, they can be their own complete band. And make every sound imaginable, right?
Yeah, the you know, as mentioned, the piano, the keyboard is the gateway instrument. And today's modern music production is generally centered around a keyboard connected to a computer. And you know, all Casio products have a USB interface, so you can connect to your computer, your tablet, your phone, and more, and use modern music production software. But you know, the combination of having great sounds that are instantly inspiring plus being able to connect to your computer and explore other things is sort of the best of both worlds.
And of course, with keyboards being so popular, I want to get your take on how the technology you think has evolved and actually inspired more musicians to play more.
Oh, well, I mean, absolutely. I mean, the amazing power we have today in instruments that are so affordable. You know, I go back, if I take a look back at my high school and college years, the limited technology we had available then in terms of the range of sounds a keyboard could produce compared to today, it's amazing. And of course, you know, it's like the transformation of the telephone and other, you know, computers and other devices. So
sure.
The quality and range of the instruments that we have today in the case of Casio Tone products, something that's affordable, accessible, easy to use is really amazing.
We're chatting with Mike Martin, the GM of marketing for the electronic musical instruments of Casio America. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned. There's much more to come, including some fascinating parts of our video interview. Be sure and check that out at intotomorrow.com. Stay tuned. Don't go away.